Arizona Sports. Burns and Gambo talk with a decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Brought to you by Midwestern University Clinics in Glendale. Faculty and graduate student-led comprehensive health care. Visit MWUClinics.com to schedule an appointment.
May 16th is the big day in the city of Tempe, and yeah, it is time to talk a little Coyotes hockey. And joining us right now in studio, in fact, Gambo, dare I say, he's sitting in your chair and looking mighty comfortable doing it, I might
add. In my chair?
Javier Gutierrez, the Coyotes president and CEO. I mean, trust me, nobody has ever dressed more nicely sitting in that chair in the history of this entire building. There has been nobody ever who
has... A tailored suit? Tailored is that what you're saying?
He's got the embroidered cufflinks.
Oh my God.
It's right, Javier?
Are the initials in it?
The initials are on there. Yeah, you've never rocked a suit like this sitting here doing a radio show. Welcome, Javier. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I do miss Gambo, but this chair feels awfully nice. Absolutely.
Well, you know what?
I'm not going to lie to that.
Well, then one day I'll have to sit in your chair.
Oh, there you go. You
make some of the big decisions that are going on.
You're welcome to sit next to me anytime you want.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, let me be president for a day. We'll shake some things up around there.
Yeah, I bet you would. I wouldn't even want to know what you would do if you were president for the day. Of the Arizona Coyotes, I wouldn't even want to know what you would do. Gambo's working from home today, but we've got Javier joining us in studio so we can really dive deep into landfill to landmark. That's sort of what we're talking about now with a vote that's certainly getting closer, May 16th. And I would imagine you guys over there at the Coyotes are really starting to fine-tune the message, get it out as loudly as you possibly can about what this project in Tempe means for the voters, means for the city, means for you, and all the ramifications of it.
Absolutely. Well, I always appreciate you guys having me on and giving us this opportunity to really share this vision, this landfill to landmark campaign that we are in full throttle out in the city of Tempe. We're very excited about this. We're so excited. And Alex Morello has made a commitment, not just on the temporary basis at Mulligan Arena, but permanently to put over $2 billion of our money at risk to build something that's just going to be transformative. This is not an arena project. This is an urban redevelopment project that's best in class across the country. It includes two hotels, the Rodeo Drive of Arizona, as we've dubbed it, in terms of shops and in terms of dining, 2,000 units of housing, a 4,000-person theater, obviously our arena, which will be state-of-the-art. And if you've seen the video, and we encourage you to go to TempeWinds.com, this is just incredible. The landscaping, the skyline will be transformed for Arizona, and we're very excited about it. And most importantly, we're going to put up all the money. Taxpayers will not be at risk. This would be the first privately financed, privately funded sports and entertainment district in the history of Arizona, and we thought that that was appropriate to then also bring to the voters. We proactively did that. As you mentioned, May 16th, it's a special election, mail-in only, so April 17th, ballots will be mailed out to Tempe residents, voters that are registered, and you can start then submitting by mail or dropping off in ballots, by May 9th, and then May 16th will be the final day for voting.
Let's talk about the propositions, because some people may be, okay, it's just a yes or a no vote, but there are three propositions, 301, 302, and 303. Explain to the people that are listening and the people that are getting votes why it's important to vote yes on all three of them.
Absolutely. Great point there, Gambo. It's three propositions, and we need a yes vote on all three. One proposition is for the development agreement that was a 7-0 unanimous approval by the city council of the city of Tempe. The second is the entitlements in terms of what we're actually going to build. And then there was a zoning change to allow the residential, to allow the retail, to allow the shopping on that site. This is currently a landfill. It's 46 acres owned by the city of Tempe. And it's a toxic landfill that unfortunately last summer actually caught on fire and really caused a lot of serious issues with the Tempe firefighters. And so we see this as not only an incredible economic opportunity, but an opportunity to clean up a landfill. And so, yes, we need a yes vote on Propositions 301, 302, and 303, all of them. And we feel quite confident that when voters understand what we are proposing and the vision that we have and the commitment that we're making, and then ultimately that they are not financially responsible, that they are supportive of this.
The one thing, and you know, I've seen all of the information that's out there about it, and I would imagine one of the things you would probably want to make the most clear to everybody is the public funding, because that's always the big question. Now, the way I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the way I understand it, that if you do not set foot at all onto the piece of property, whether it's the theater, whether it's the arena, whether it's any of the shopping, it literally will cost you nothing, right? Like, it doesn't take it. It's only if you are there. It's only if you are using it. Is that correct? You see, you're nodding your head. That's how this works?
Absolutely. And let me take a step back. So first and foremost, we're actually buying the land. So this is something where when this passes and when it becomes effective, we can begin remediation. We're going to wire $40 million non-refundable to the city of Tempe. And then immediately we're going to start paying construction permits and taxes of almost $10 million. So immediately the city of Tempe is going to benefit from this transaction. And then this is city-owned land. It needs remediation and needs infrastructure. So there will be a special district created, very similar to many that have been used across Arizona. That special district will issue infrastructure bonds just for that, not for us, not for the buildings, not for the arena, not for anything other than the infrastructure. The way those will be repaid is, one, part of the taxes that are generated on site will be deployed just to that. And then secondarily, what you mentioned, there's a voluntary surcharge. If you show up, if you buy a ticket, a t-shirt, a pizza, we're going to charge you an extra 2% or 3%. It depends on where we stand in terms of the final infrastructure cost. If you don't show up, you won't pay for that. Your property taxes will never go up. The city of Tempe will never be at risk. They are not guaranteeing. The only guarantee of those bonds is going to be the land that we own, the buildings that we build, and then on top of all that, we will pay an additional assessment. So we are guaranteeing it all. Not only are we paying for it, we are guaranteeing it, and ultimately that leads to $7 million a year for the city of Tempe, free and clear for the next 30 years. Money that can be used for housing, for social services, for all the good things that the city of Tempe is doing.
You know, I remember a song from the 60s in the year 2525. So this basically, this ties you up until the year 2525, right? I mean, your commitment, if this goes through and all these propositions get voted on, the Coyotes are required to be here for the long haul.
100%. Actually, you heard Commissioner Bettman even say, but it's also in our agreement, which is a public document. We have to sign a non-relocation agreement for a minimum of 30 years. The Coyotes will be here. And by the way, this is going to be ours. We're going to own it. So we're going to want to have the Coyotes as a tenant. So not only are we the team playing there, but we're the owners of the real estate project. So this is where you want to be. When you think of Tempe and where it sits in the valley, this will be the main and main of the valley.
You've had a chance to test drive Tempe, for lack of a better way of putting it, these last few months with Mullet Arena and being, you know, relatively close to ultimately where it would go when it's all said and done. How do you like the drive so far? How's it handling the curves? How's it doing? How's Tempe working out for you so far, given you're kind of test driving it right now?
One word: incredible. Obviously, the fan experience at Mullet has just been unparalleled. And it's what you heard me say. And you guys were there the very first game. We never tried to lie to anybody. We said this is a temporary solution, but it's a brand new facility. We have made significant investments to make it NHL quality. And it's going to be fun. It's going to have energy. It's going to be electric. It's going to be loud. And that's exactly what's happened. The reaction has been, one, the centrality of the location has made the experience great. Second, that's where all the activity is happening. When you think of population growth, when you think of corporate relocations and expansions, when you think of the fact that you're next to the largest public university in the country, that is the perfect location. And as you mentioned, we would be a mile and three quarters away from Mullet Arena when we build the Tempe Entertainment District.
And let's be honest. I mean, you've done all the research. I mean, this is what your fans want. I mean, this is a very central area compared to being out west. And nothing against that arena. It was a beautiful arena. But there were a lot of your East Valley fans that it was a trek. And the traffic could be brutal. It could take you over an hour to get there sometimes. And when you were leaving at, you know, 5 o'clock, 5:30, this is very centrally located to where your fan base is.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things that we've said over and over again is we love the West Valley. We are the Arizona Coyotes. We're not just one part of the Valley Coyotes. And so we absolutely still have a footprint, especially with our youth hockey programs out in the West Valley. But the reality is this type of business, when you need people there on a Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday yeah. night, it really has to be where the population center, where people are coming out of work, where the corporations want to buy premium product like suites and loges. This is the right location. We believe in it so strongly, we're going to put up all our money to do it.
All right, let's take a break here on the Burns and Gamble Show. You're good to stay around?
Absolutely.
Because I think we saw some other stuff we need to talk about here when it comes to this. Javier Gutierrez in studio with us here on the Burns and Gamble Show. Again, looking mighty comfortable in Gambo's chair. When we come back, some of the challenges presented with trying to turn this landfill into a landmark, what are they and how are they to be overcome? Our conversation with Javier Gutierrez continues next here on the Burns and Gamble Show.
And Gambo. Afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Gambo working from home today here on the Burns and Gambo Show. So Javier Gutierrez, president and CEO of the Coyotes, joining us in studio, sitting in Gambo's seat. And the three of us are talking about this May 16th.
With the respect.
Well, it's...
All right.
You're right.
Silence.
I should move.
I'll allow it for Javier.
Thanks.
You know what?
Nobody else, though.
I won't. When Kellen Olsen comes in the next segment to talk Suns basketball, I won't let him sit there, Gambo. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, yes.
Kellen will have to sit in the Kellen seat. That's how that's going to work. Javier is joining us in studio. We are nearing the day of the vote in Tempe. Now, let's go over the particulars of this again, because you and I were talking about this off the air. The vote is on May 16th. It is a mail-only vote. So there's no ballot box for you to go to. There's no polling place for you to go to. You will get a ballot in the mail, and that's your only way you're going to be able to vote on this. Tell everybody again when the ballots go out and exactly how the process itself is going to work.
Sure. So it is a special election. It is a mail-in only election. You have to register by April 17th, and then ballots will be mailed to you. And again, it's only for the citizens of Tempe, only for the voters of Tempe. So April 17th, register to vote. You will then get a ballot mailed to you. You can start mailing or dropping off those ballots
you
by
can
May
drop them
9th.
Off too. Okay.
You can drop them off starting May 9th, and the last day will be May 16th. And so you have May 9th through May 16th when you can either mail in, which we are going to encourage people to mail in early, or you can drop it off. But by May 16th is the very last day.
All right, let's talk about some of the benefits, because there could be some perks coming to you if you're able to get this thing passed. And I would expect that, you know, we're talking all-star game and maybe outdoor game. What have you been told by the commissioner, if you're able to get this through, that could benefit the city and the state?
Oh, well, there's a lot. And you mentioned that, Gambo, that Commissioner Bettman has been incredibly supportive. He actually came and stood next to us at our last public hearing, which was a 7-0 unanimous approval by the city of Tempe, and he was there for, I believe, 4+ hours the entire night. And he got up and he said exactly that if this passes, that the NHL would commit to, whether it's a draft, an all-star game. I'd like to see us do an outdoor. I've already dubbed it the duel in the desert at Sun Devil Stadium ourselves, and, you know, possibly a Vegas Knights or an LA Kings. And so all those special events. And in addition, this district will host other special events like that, because again, it is not just a hockey arena that we're talking about. We're talking about a state-of-the-art sports and entertainment complex that will have hotels, that will have retail, that will have a 4,000 person theater. So we absolutely see this as a place where live events will be core. We're envisioning anywhere between 300 and 400 events throughout the year. So obviously more than just our 41 home games. But the NHL has been very, very supportive of us.
I got to jump in here. What type of theater? 4,000 person theater. What type of theater are we talking about?
So you're talking about, it's called a banquet style seating. So they're not fixed seating. So you're thinking about, you know, larger comedy comedy shows. You're talking about smaller conventions. You're talking about the opportunity to bring in a smaller, a more intimate venue, not a 16, 17,000 person venue, but a smaller musical act that wants to be a more intimate setting.
It could have to be a good place for my retirement party. We can host it right there. Bring in like America to sing and have like 4,000 people.
You're going to fill up the 16,000 person. Come on now, Gambo. People are going to be there for you.
I don't know if I'd be able to fill in 40, but multiple.
Javier, he's right. Actually, I don't know if he'd be able to fill more than 40. But Gambo, my concern is that you're going to retire before this thing actually is completed. I don't know if you're going to make it or not. That'd be my big concern here.
What is the completion date? What are we looking at?
Well, you know, we would have about 9 months of remediation starting shortly after the approval of the vote. And so our goal is by, call it second quarter of next year, we're really into the ground of building. But what's unique here is we're going to remove 1.5 million tons of trash. And so in essence, we're going to go down 30 feet and create almost like a bathtub. So while we're taking out part of the trash, you're starting to build the foundation. You're starting to shore up the levee. We're right next to Tempe Town Lake, to the Salt River, and which we at some point also hope to extend. That's a whole other project post this. But so we're going to start building, and then we hope to drop the puck in the 2026 season, so in the fall of 2026.
Let's talk about the benefits, because there are a tremendous amount of benefits with the taxes that could be coming in, which a lot of out-of-towners will pay for, too, when they're coming to games and using the facilities and stuff. $473 million over 30 years. I mean, I'm sure this is why you had a unanimous vote. I mean, Tempe looks at this and they say, this is a big win for us. And it's not just about this. It's about the tax money that could be coming in could be very beneficial to everything that they want, from, you know, hiring, you know, police officers to roads, you know, fixing roads and adding roads and things like that. So that money could go a long way towards really helping the area.
Well, let's put it in a couple of buckets. Number one, you're cleaning up a landfill. So when you're talking about environmental improvement, that's there's nothing better than you can do than to clean up a toxic landfill. But the economic benefits that you just mentioned, Gambo, are significant. You're talking about over $13 billion in net new spending because of this district over the next 30 years. This will be the second most visited site in Arizona behind the Grand Canyon. We're talking over 3 million visitors a year, half of whom will be from out of Arizona. So you're talking significant tourism dollars. The next thing is obviously 7,000 permanent jobs. And right. Then what you just mentioned, Gambo, is significant new revenue, net new revenue to the city of Tempe for all those social services and community benefits that they are looking for. Almost over $7 million a year for the next 30 years, in addition to the $50 million in total that we are spending to actually just buy the land.
It was thought to be the biggest hurdle out there was the airport. And so I guess my question is that still the largest hurdle to this? Or is there, as you're getting closer, has there been a solution to that that has allowed you now to move on to the next big hurdle that you have to clear on this one? Where do things stand when it comes to that?
So the bottom line is the airport actually came out publicly and said that they were standing down from any opposition. Okay. So that is a public statement. They've made it. And it really stems from the fact that the intergovernmental agreement between Phoenix and Tempe does allow this. The challenge there really had nothing to do with this project. It really was about the expansion of the airport, truth be told. I mean, there is absolutely a need to expand the airport. We would be very much in favor of that. And I think that the Phoenix and Sky Harbor were looking to utilize this as an opportunity to bring the city of Tempe to the table to have that conversation and that negotiation. But the airport has absolutely been very clear that they will no longer pursue any opposition, and we are moving forward.
Okay, so then what's now the big thing? Is it just getting the word out, the information, the knowledge of what this project is about? Is that the big thing you guys are trying to do now?
We have a lot of folks out there who just don't know the deal, right? You hear this and you're instinctually going to say, I don't want to pay for a new arena. I don't want my taxes to go up or my taxes to go to that. And it's really walking through them how this is going to be a privately funded project for the first time ever. And all of the benefits that we just talked about, the environmental, the economic benefits, and then just what a transformative project this could be in terms of convening people not only from across Arizona, but from really from across the world. We play an international game, and so the Canadian snowbirds are going to want to come and watch hockey and watch practice. By the way, our practice facility is going to be a community asset. It's going to be open to the community. It's going to be the headquarters of our youth hockey program, but it's going to be open 24/7 when it's not in use for practice. So we're excited about being that convener, being that project. And when you're talking about business opportunities, the business community is very much behind it. The Tempe Chamber, the Black Chamber, the Arizona Hispanic Chamber, they are very, very much behind it. They see what this will do to the Valley, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, I've lived in Tempe. I live in Gilbert now, but I grew up in Tempe, and I was interested to see the release that came out. The last four mayors, I believe, from the city of Tempe, dating all the way back to the 70s when I was a kid riding my bike around there, have all said this is what needs to happen. This is the right deal. So, Javier, we appreciate you coming down for a couple of segments and spending some time with us. We're going to have Bill Armstrong on tomorrow to talk a little bit about the trade deadline and everything like that. We just wanted to focus mainly on the Tempe stuff and the arena and that situation. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it, as always. It's good seeing you in person.
Great to see you. Thank you so much, always, for your guys' support. You guys are incredible. Gambo, miss you, but I love your seat.
Vote yes on those three propositions. Let's go.